Cinnamon Bear.
Left Judy and Jimmy and their friends in a pretty tight spot last time. You probably remember how Mr. Presto, the correspondence school magician, made several passes at his big silk hat and conjured up Penelope the Pelican, who had made off with the Silver Star. Unfortunately, however, when Mr. Presto exerted his magic power to pull Penelope back, he did it so violently that she dropped the star on the island of Obi. Then, to crown their misfortunes, they were about to open an interesting-looking chest, which they found on the beach, when all of a sudden they were surrounded by pirates. And I must say, they look most ferocious.
Oh, Jimmy, I'm so scared. What do you suppose these pirates will do to us?
Willikers, I don't know, Judy. Gee, we didn't even touch their chest.
What right have you pirates to molest us? We were minding our own business.
Hey, you'll find out soon enough, won't he, mateys? Hey, we can't take this dragon. He's too big for the rowboat.
Maybe he'll be able to rescue us like he did before.
I sure hope so.
Hey, you two children and the bear, you follow us.
Where do you want to take us?
Wouldn't you like to know?
I sure would, all right. And what's more, you can't take Judy and Patio Cinnamon and me if you don't tell us.
We're taking you with us on board our ship.
Me too?
Oh, definitely you.
Well, why me?
Well, you're all far too curious for your own good. You'll know in good time.
If you don't need me, I have a very pressing engagement.
Oh, you can go whenever you like. The sooner the better. Scat!
In spite of your undignified rejoinder, I take my leave.
Goodbye, Crazy Quilt Dragon.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Crazy Quilt, old pal.
Goodbye, my friend. Just wait until I find a few barrels of corks. Goodbye.
Well, all ready? Forward. One-Eyed Joe and Black Ben, take the treasure chest.
Aye, aye, Ben.
Barnaby Bright, you and Cox and Charlie, stand by to shove off the boat.
Aye, aye.
And the rest of you assist our friends into the boat.
Aye, aye.
I don't like the way they're laughing at all.
It does have a very unpleasant ring to my ears.
Jimmy, take my hand.
All right. I won't let them hurt you, Judy, no matter what.
Are we all ready?
Aye, aye.
Then let's go, all hands to the oars.
Aye, aye.
Shove off.
Aye, aye.
And we're off. Heave ho, my hearties, for the ship. Heave
ho!
Heave
ho!
Heave
ho!
Heave ho!
I sight the ship, mate.
Ahoy, the Susie Q!
Ahoy, below! What do you report?
Treasure and captive!
Oh, Jimmy, now we're captives again. I hope they won't treat us like those old Incaboos.
Oh, I don't think so, Judy. After all, those Incaboos were just blotter people. And these pirates aren't folks just like us. And maybe they won't want to make pirates out of us.
Excuse me. I never could be a sailor, much less a pirate. These ocean waves are very hard on my stuffing.
Ahoy above!
Ahoy below!
Throw us a rope!
Aye, aye!
Let down the gangplank. We have a lady with us.
A lady!
Oh, no, I'm not a lady. I'm just a little girl.
Adam, you may be just a little girl at home, but with pirates, you're a lady. May I offer you an arm?
No, thank you, Mr. Pirate. If I have to go, I want Jimmy to go with me. We're twins.
As you wish, madam. Up you go. And now the bear. All right, hoist the longboat.
Aye, aye.
And now, where may we conduct our captives to Captain Taffy?
He's on the bridge, mate.
Thanks. This way, please.
Oh, I think you might be going there pretty soon?
Well, that depends. Well, we might just as well head in that direction as any.
Have you some special reason in mind?
We certainly have, Captain. Our silver star is on there.
Silver star?
Oh, yes. You see, it belongs on our Christmas tree.
Oh. Well, the Candy Pirates would be most happy to aid you in your search for the silver star. We'll hoist anchor and sail for the island immediately.
That'll be fine. Do you think it'll take long?
Oh, not very. How long does it generally take, pilot?
Well, depends on the wind, Captain. It's pretty good today. Oh, not more than an hour or so.
Good. Bosun, pipe up the anchor.
Aye, aye, sir.
Hoist the jib.
Aye, aye.
Up with the topsail.
Aye.
Pilot, take the helm and head for the island of Obi.
Aye, aye, sir.
And now, my friends, a visit with the Candy Pirates would not be complete without a little hospitality.
What's that? Something to eat?
Yes, indeed. What would you say to a little refreshment?
Gee, I'd like that and something to eat besides.
Do you happen to have any cinnamon buns? I haven't eaten any in some time, and I feel quite unferocious.
Why, yes, my friend. It so happens that the cook made cinnamon buns only this morning.
Hooray!
And in my cabin, I have some very, very superior chocolate fudge.
Let's hear no more. Lead on, Captain.
Fendi Paul, Fendi Paul,
Fendi Paul, the candy to the starboard. Sing your ho-ho and a bottle of pop.
Hey!
Candy ho, candy ho, there's candy to the starboard. Sing your ho-ho and a bottle of pop.
Excuse me, Captain, but land has been sighted.
It has? Well, give me the glass.
Is that the island of Obi?
Yes. You want to take a look through the telescope?
Willikers, it's just like the one we looked through to DeGraw.
So it is.
Jimmy, look. Isn't that a policeman standing with his back to the ocean?
Well, let's see. Well, yeah, sure it is. He looks like one of those roly-poly dolls. Judy, look at him waving his stick.
He's turning around.
What's that bright thing he's wearing on his coat?
Why, my goodness, it's our silver star.
At least our friends are on the trail of their silver star again, and let's hope that Captain Taffy and the Candy Pirates can get them ashore in time to overtake the roly-poly policeman. It'll be interesting to find out how he happened to get it, and especially if Judy and Jimmy will succeed in getting it back. But we'll have to wait till next time for that.